Man, it's slim pickings in the February deposit drawer here at Norm Nathan's Fault of Silliness. Well, with that being said, this episode and next week's are money in the bank. Norm, who was sick as a dog the week before, may just relapse during this game. Heck, my reflux was kicking up producing this one. After we start the game, I'm going to have myself a nice tall glass of Brioski. The title of this beauty will be Influpunza. The players are as follows. Mary from Kennebunkport, a first-time player. Kevin in Pennsylvania, with the hello back for another caller. Bill from Orange Street in Chelsea, and he comes bearing a gift. An impression of Norm! I need to find that receipt so that impression can be returned. I'm sorry. Then we have Peter calling from his unclean room at BU. Jack Cart in traffic. I'm producing it in studio with a special hello to the Canoe Club of Belchertown. Norm adds his own special hello to the Boating Club of Lexington. Warning! Now the influpanza begins to spread. The birthdays are Elizabeth Taylor. Her perfumes at the time were Passion, White Diamonds, and a limited edition fragrance that was available only in the WBZ Tacky Gift and Bookshop. The Liz Talk also brings up the subject of Michael Jackson and the Jackson family, and Norm's revelations as to why he feels so out of place. We move on to Joanne Woodward. Norm met her once with Norma. Norm continues to be in a giving mood here with more insight into his personal life. The puns are so bad that even though Norm was deathly ill the week before, he was better off. Here are some more birthdays. Howard Hessman, Mary Fran, Guy Mitchell, Ralph Nader, and now it's a full-blown pundemic. John Connolly and Chelsea Clinton. Norm cannot believe he's hosting a show like this. When he was on WMEX, those glory days of broadcasting, doing a program called The Classical Album, he thought he would continue on in radio with class, not descend into his current career of despair. A player goes a long way to make a joke. However, it does prompt Norm to offer some commentary on the publisher, Steve Mindich. Lastly, we get a date in history. What year did the Boston Celtics beat the Minnesota Lakers 179-139? Norm will educate us on the seven NBA records which fell that day. After the final scores are tabulated, it's a raucous goodbye from the players. Mary closes the game with quite the invitation. Kevin adds that this is the most exciting hour in radio. Bill is making smooching sounds. And Peter questions his life choices. Commercials, we have commercials. Ovaltine, have a glass and talk to your six-year-old about their day. They also mention that it's good sprinkled on oatmeal, too. Wait, what? Bretton Woods with Dave Maynard and Triple Action Gold Bond with a dry and itchy Arthur Laminin of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Norm enjoyed Arthur's voice so much that he admits he's also itchy all over. We now get an AccuWeather forecast from Uncle Norm accompanied by peepers and silliness. We spend a moment with Roberta Motz from St. John's, Michigan, with her red-bottomed baby, healed by the miracle of Baby Gold Bond. And Norm announces his secret plans for the show after the news. Episode 74, Influpunza, transmits across the airwaves in 3, 2, and 1.
What are we going to do? We're playing the dumb birthday game. I mentioned the names of people born on this date, which is February 27th right now, Saturday, February 27th. And we have a lovely panel that determines, at least guesses, how old these folks may be. Now, that's just the bare skeleton of the game, but itself somehow turns into something really wondrous. Sometimes. Sometimes it turns into something very boring, but I think today is going to be kind of fun because we got interesting birthdays and some interesting people playing the game, including Mary, our friend up there with the Tunaville trolley up in Kennebunkport. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm waking up.
Oh, did you fall asleep since the last time I talked with you?
Again.
Oh, well, okay. See if you can stay awake for the next hour because you probably will because this is a dramatic hour.
I'll try.
Oh, have you played the dumb birthday game with us before?
Never.
Oh, son of a gun, you're kind of a virgin in this, hey?
I sure am.
Okay. Kevin is going to be playing with us, too. Hi, in Pennsylvania.
Did you
hear Melissa Garhide?
Garthide.
Garside. I'm sorry, Garside. I crossed out the wrong letter. Garside. She wanted to say hello to you.
Yes, I know her very well.
Oh, that's
hello, good. Hello, Melissa.
Oh, she must be just thrilled by hearing your voice again. That's great.
I knew it was her as soon as she sent my name to Melissa.
You could recognize the voice.
Yes, I could.
Okay. Yep. Bill is with us. Bill is in Chelsea. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Bill.
And how are you?
I'm just fine. I forgot. Now, you told me once, I think, where in Chelsea you're calling from.
Orange Street.
Orange Street. That's right. I recall now.
And I got a gift for you, Norm.
A gift for me?
Yes.
What is that, for heaven's sakes?
This is my impression of you.
Oh, I see. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Has anyone ever done you before?
No.
All right, let me rephrase that. Has anyone ever attempted to mimic you?
Only once, when I was doing this all-night jazz show way back, one guy who worked in the production end of the station used to come by and use a few of my lines, but I never thought he sounded much like me, but he tried anyway. So I guess the answer really is not for a very, very long time.
Okay, not very well.
Well, I'm going to give it my best shot.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hi, this is Norm Nathan, and I'm just so darn glad to be here. I'm with the very vicarious Ted Kennedy with this lovely rendition of Hello, Bluebird. Please give us a call at 254-1030 with the always exciting and wonderful area code of 617. That's it.
You know something, Bill? If I didn't feel that my lips weren't even moving, I would have sworn that was me talking.
I love it.
Tommy told me not to, but I said, okay, I got to do it.
No, I'm glad you did.
That's great.
I'm glad you did do it, Bill. And you can tell by Tony's the quiver in his voice, he's just so darn excited, too.
Just so darn.
That's right.
I thought he always shakes like that.
Well, he does that, too. That's some other thing he's got going. We got Peter, who's over at Boston University, who's playing the game with us, too. Hi, Peter.
How are you? My room's still not clean.
Well, your room is still not clean. You can move in with my daughters.
Wasn't clean an hour and a half ago. Well,
my daughters don't even live at home anymore, and their rooms are still messy.
I can tell the color of my floor, though.
Oh, that's good.
So we're getting, you know, some progress.
You can actually see the floor, you mean, parts of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's...
Pete, I know the feeling. I think I should hire a nice young maid to clean up my room.
Dorm life is tough, isn't it?
It's just too much.
Someone who can empathize, how nice.
Oh, yeah, the two Mr. Joe Colleges. Okay, Tony, of course, is going to play the game with us, too, our producer. Hi, Tony.
Hello, and to begin as always, as I said last week, the letters keep flowing in. People want me to say hello to them. And this week, it's the Canoe Club of Belchertown. So hello to the Canoe Club of Belchertown.
Oh, they're a wonderful group.
Yep,
I was made a member. I don't think I have the membership card in my pocket, but this was the...
But you do have the canoe.
No, this was not the canoe. This is a different group. This is the this was the Boating Club of Lexington. And I checked them out and found that there's not a single body of water that is in Lexington anywhere. I don't think there's even river or a
plastic
pond.
Plastic boats for the tub. That's what that's
Oh, maybe
about.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah. It was the Lexington... I forget the official title, but... Golly gee!
Out of water boating club.
The out of water maybe boat. That's right. Or the land boating club.
Well, it's funny because they don't have any canoes in Lexington either.
Hey, please don't put a damper on this. We're having so much fun.
Let's not make too many waves about this.
Oh, geez, we haven't even begun.
The ship is sinking already.
Oh, the jokes are coming bad already.
The ship is sinking already.
Hello? What? If speaking about bad jokes, let's bring on Jack Hart.
Everyone's awake.
Well, you know, Norm, we understand that they've been having a hard time at the Canoe Club collecting dues for the past several years, and their coffers are low, and the entire organization has gone up the creek.
It's tough.
That was
paddle. We need a drum roll.
That was no. We don't need. No, we don't. That was a long way around for a crummy remark at the end, wasn't it? Huh?
You could have stopped by the canoe dues. I thought that was pretty funny by itself.
Up the creek without the paddle.
Canoe dues are canoe dues. Yeah, that's kind of a. It's an Italian pastry. I like that.
Hey, Jack, I think you went up the creek without a paddle.
I have a feeling we're not going to even be playing the game.
I don't
here.
Think
we'll
so.
Just, we'll a lot of snappy remarks, and that'll be the end of this whole thing. Okay, today is the birthday of Elizabeth Taylor, a woman who I know you've all had an affair with, and
once or twice.
Yeah. There's a formula for figuring out her birthday. It's like multiply the number of marriages.
Okay.
Something about the square root, I forget.
Yeah. Hey, could you just turn your volume down just a little bit, Jack?
Yeah, how's that?
Okay, that's better. Thank you. Okay, Jack, here's some slogans, some clues from Elizabeth Taylor, and maybe what you said, maybe that works too. She's won a couple of Oscars for Best Actress in 1960 for Butterfield 8, and in 1966 for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. She is Life Magazine's champion cover girl. She's been on the cover of Life Magazine 11 times, 25 years. She's had 8 marriages, twice to Richard Burton. Her perfumes are Passion, White Diamonds, and I Love You, Normie.
How many marriages?
8.
Oh, I thought you said 21.
She's been on Life Magazine's cover for 11 times in 25 years.
That last perfume is only available in the WBZ Tacky Gift.
It's the Tacky Gift and Bookshop. You get the I Love You, Normie, Elizabeth Taylor perfume.
We had her here to promote it, and no one showed up.
That's right, dude. That's right, nobody showed up.
It was awful.
And somebody tried some of it, and they couldn't stop sneezing for over a week, as I recall.
That's right.
Touched off every allergy they'd ever known that's been known to man. Okay, Mary, let me ask you, how old do you think Elizabeth Taylor is today?
58.
Boy, aren't you all business, eh? 58. Okay.
I'm the only woman on this panel, too.
I guess you are, but you're a real woman.
We're not holding that against you.
But would like to.
There you go. No,
the line is, would you hold it against me, is the way that's supposed to go. Anyway, Kevin, how old do you think Elizabeth Taylor is today?
I'm going to have to go with Marion for 58.
Okay, that's Mary rather than Marion. But you knew that.
Oh, did I say Marion?
I thought you said Marion, yeah.
He was talking about marrying her. That's what
marrying her. Oh, I see.
164 times.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Bill, what do you think?
I'm going to go 67.
67?
Oof.
Woo. Which you think she's about my age? God, I said my age again.
Oh. I heard that on the way in. I had to pull over.
Yeah. I'm probably the only guy on radio who admits how old he is. I think Dave Maynard admitted his age.
Yeah, I think he said he was about 41. Yes. Yeah.
That's right. He admitted his age. He said he's older than a teenager. But anyway, Peter, what do you think?
Mary was ever so definite that I have no choice but to say 57.
57. Okay, you're going to go 1 year younger than what she said. And Tony,
61.
What do you... 61, says Tony. Okay. And Jack?
Yeah, I'm tempted to go with 61, yeah.
Mm-meows, mm-meows. Even his mm-meows are so resonant. Yeah, 61 is right. It's not like you guys had pre-information. You knew her age.
I thought everybody knew it.
Yeah. Okay, well, she's 61 years old today. That's correct. That means that Tony and Jack have won this first round.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because last year she had her 60th. Last year she had her 60th birthday. I think she rented out Disneyland.
That's right, too. Michael Jackson was a part of that, wasn't it? Yeah. Michael Jackson is the only guy who is, how old is he, 40?
34.
34. So he's younger, but his face is only 12 years old.
Well, that song, Black or White, is actually a question.
See, now, that's a local thing that I'm not even sure what you mean, but I bet it's funny.
No, that's one of his songs off his new album, Black or White.
Obviously,
he doesn't know what he is.
That's the weird family, though, isn't it?
They give each other new heads for Christmas.
LaToya Jackson, for example. There's no LaToya. Is that some fake that comes on television, pretends it's a person? It's a weird, weird family.
She's odd. Same person in itself.
Yeah. I feel so guilty not having been sexually abused by my parents. I feel like I'm never going to make the Geraldo Rivera show.
Exactly. You have been so neglected.
You won't have you won't have a psychic hotline in the future.
I don't like to dress in women's clothing.
I'm never going to get on television, ever.
It's like my parents aren't divorced. I'm in like this really small minority.
No, I know it. I know it. Yes, we ate food my folks were not divorced either. They were married over 50 years. We're a couple of freaks.
Hey, Norm, this is the price you pay for being on the outside.
That's right. My sister and my sister and I don't scream at each other a lot. You know, we're not jealous, and I didn't borrow her jewels or anything.
And you don't get a free sample of plastic for your face every Christmas.
See, now you're on the right key.
And in all this, you don't have that last line and the dogs who love them. None of that applies to your life at
all. That's right. Okay, Joanna Woodward, or as we would say in New England, we'd say Woodard.
Woodard.
But they say Woodward where she's from, which is Thomasville, Georgia. Married, of course, to Paul Newman. And I met her once. She was having breakfast at the Copley Plaza coffee shop there. And I went over to her and said, I forget what it was. I said something unashamedly. It was like, I love you desperately. And just because she's got blue eyes, what does he mean anyway?
Salad dressing.
No, she was great. No, I was there with my wife at the time, and I went over to say hello. She was sitting with some other woman. She was very gracious. Anyway, she started out in school class plays. In 1952, got her first professional job where she met Paul Newman. After he got a Mexican divorce, I didn't know that. That's a long time ago. They were married January 29, 1958, in Las Vegas. They have three daughters, one of whom I met was around plugging that hole in the wall thing he's got down in Connecticut, which is the help for kids and stuff. And and the daughter looks exactly like Joanne Woodard.
Was she cute?
Yeah, she was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Looked just like her mother.
Is
you know,
she
obviously
in her
20s? A lot younger. What's that?
Is she in her 20s?
She may be older than that now. This was maybe about 15 years ago. She was in her 20s at that time. She's probably in her 30s, but looked very much like her mother.
Who asked that,
and was
Ken?
A charming lady. Was that you, Kevin?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
She's probably taken.
Wait a minute. I mean, what if she's not taken? You think you got a chance?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do. Yes.
Well, Norm, she'll be taken aback.
When you met her, did she make you feel like a new man?
Oh,
wow.
God.
Oh,
God. It took a little while for that bad joke to settle, didn't it?
My question to you, Norm, is that if they were to get divorced and you ended up hooking up with Joanne Woodard, and she just kind of liked to get real kinky with you, and she broke out the Paul Newman salad dressing, would that upset you?
Was she beautiful?
That,
she'd,
that would
mahogany?
Remind you of him? And
no, I use it, myself a lot. Now I coat my body in the heavy-duty salad dressing.
Was she beautiful with mahogany?
She's beautiful as mahogany. What the?
What
does that mean?
Woodard. Okay.
Oh, Woodard. Ah, well, that boy. We're reaching.
Someone's barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, one more line. She won an Oscar for Best Actress in Three Faces of Eve in 1957.
Which one was she? The one in the middle?
She was the one on the left that looked like she was in the middle because it was an optical illusion. Okay. Well, be quiet. Whoever said whatever you said. Okay, Joanne Woodard. Well, let's begin with Jack Hart. How old is Joanne Woodward today?
How many Woodwards would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck Woodwards?
God, I was better off last week when I was deathly ill.
Jack, I wouldn't know.
I'll say that she is 58.
58, okay. And Tony, what do you say?
61.
61. And what do you think, Peter?
62.
And Bill says?
60.
60, he says with great authenticity. Kevin?
54.
And what do you think, Mary?
I say 57. I saw her in prison last summer.
Where was that?
At the port in Chaminin with her husband.
Oh, yeah. Paul Newman actually is older than I am.
Yeah.
He is.
He has some look at. You don't know what I look like.
No, but I mean, he doesn't look 67.
No, he'll be 68 in June, and I won't be 68 till December, so he's going to be by a few months.
He doesn't hold a candle to you,
Norm. You know, you're pushing it when you're going by months.
I know it. No, we're practically the same age. In fact, I'm not even sure what I just said. So I was. What I was planning to do now. If you'll hang on for 1 second.
He just turned 60.
Let's see, Paul Newman. He was. I've got a million dates for him. January 20th, January 21st, January 26th, February 27th, July 3rd.
That's a long labor.
I know it. Yeah. You talk about long labors. Mitchell Parrish, not Mitchell Parrish, Robert Parrish, he was born, talking about guys who were tall, he was born January 26th, 27th, and 28th.
And his head was the same size as it is now.
Well, he's big as a tree, huh?
One of my roommates.
Boy, we got a bunch of clowns with us today, haven't we? Okay. Anyway, Joanne Woodward is 63 years old today. And so Peter, who said 62, is the closest. Peter wins that round. Very good, Peter.
Thank you very much.
Hey, no, my pleasure.
Good answer, good answer.
Oh, hey, Norm.
Yes?
Before I forget, I have a hello for you.
Yes?
From Dr. Norman Moyes.
Norman Moyes?
Yeah, name ring a bell?
M-O-Y-S?
M-O-Y-E-S.
No, I don't think so.
All right, he's my one of my professors, one of my news writing professors.
Oh, that explains it. Yeah.
he knows you and knows your wife, I believe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He works over at the Herald.
Oh, okay. He can't be all bad then. He must be okay, the guy. Howard Hessman was born today. He wasn't born today, but on this day. He's from Salem, Oregon.
He was already, wow.
He worked in radio at one time in San Francisco playing acid rock. That's a term you don't hear much anymore.
No.
He played Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati and a teacher on the head of the class and quite a good actor and a very warm, interesting character, Howard Hessman. Let's start with you, Peter. How old do you think Howard Hessman is today?
God. Head of the Class is a good show. I'd have to say... Wow.
KRP was a good show, too. I always liked that.
Yeah.
There's the new KRP, which has a cast of about four times as many as on the original cast, and pretty ladies walking around with great legs, which is really nice, but the program is nowhere near as good as it
used to
be.
Every show that was started in the 70s had pretty ladies walking around.
No, this is a new one. This is a new one that's produced currently.
Yeah, it's the new WKRP, and I don't think Hessman is...
Longer legs.
Longer legs. That's right.
I usually get so excited I touch the TV when WKRP's on.
Wow!
Oh, my goodness sakes! We have a hot blooded person.
Let's leave that one alone.
Okay, Peter, how old is Howard Hessman?
There's a case to get a VCR if I ever.
Yeah.
Say 49.
49. Okay, and Mary, what do you think?
52.
Okay. Notice Mary didn't say anything about his long legs or anything. Okay. And what do you think, Tony?
Oh, I'm going to say 49 also.
49 also, and Kevin?
I'm going to say 54.
And let's see, Jack?
51.
What do you think, Bill?
Let's go in the middle. We'll go 50.
50, okay. Howard Hessman is today will be 53. So we have a couple of winners. Yeah. We have Mary said 52, and Kevin said 54. Nobody said 53, so you two are the closest.
Great.
All right.
We have this dance, Mary.
Yeah, let's.
Okay. Let's get married on one of the Tunaville trolleys. Okay, Mary Fran.
Is there a Mackerelville?
What?
If there's not, we'll build one.
Well, like if you have Tunaville, then you may as well have a Mackerelville.
In town trolley.
Jack, has anybody ever told you that your humor is sort of kind of like it's from a deprived group of ancient pygmies?
You know, that's giving me a headache.
Oh, wow.
That's what heals me.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hope you've got it all out of your systems as we move along. Mary,
we're really beginning to have any guilt about that.
Mary Fran
guilt.
Was Joanna Newhart. She was his wife when he had the inn up in Newton, Vermont stuff. That was Mary. Fran. I always thought that was always kind of like a name that was chopped off in the middle. Her name was longer than that, like it was Franceschiosa or something. And they said,
that show was a fantastic show.
Oh, man.
This is really awful.
I knew there was a reason I haven't called in about a year.
The Bohannon show on Mutual.
I'm handing in my resignation.
Wow. And they talk net. Boy, they must be gaining listeners today, man. It's like we're trying to throw this whole program. No, we don't want to get too cocky with our swell ratings. Let's throw the program. We'll give them Friday night, Saturday morning ratings. Anyway, she was born Mary Lukey, or L U
Fran Ecke in St. Louis, Missouri.
And Fran is short for that?
No, no. Fran is short for
Frantic.
Frantic, yeah, which is this whole program has become.
Yes. Okay, what's her name now, please? I didn't hear
her. Her name is Mary French. A very pretty French lady, and she was, again, Newhart's wife in the inn thing. And we'll start. Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart, or whatever.
When did that movie come out?
That movie came out of just before the turn of the century. It's the story of a boy, and his dog, in the green hills of Vermont around the turn of the century, and they're seeking pleasure, and they're right to happiness.
So that'd make her about 102.
I don't even know what you said, but I find it totally despicable. Okay, Mary Fran, let's start with let's start with you, Bill.
Let's go 51.
Let's go 51, okay. And let's go with you, Peter. What do you think?
Well, I had so much luck with 49, I'll stick with that.
Okay. Let's go with Mary.
59.
59, says Mary. And Kevin?
I'm going to say 53.
You're going to say 53, okay. And Jack?
54.
54, says Jack. And Tony says...
I'll go 49 again, too. I don't think she's... I'm not going to say it.
Okay, actually, she's 50.
Oh, my God.
So we have a number of winners, both Tony and Peter, who said 49, and Bill, who said 51. All are winners. They're all within a year. You said 59. Yeah, she's 50.
See, I was going to say she's too pretty to be in her 50s. I figured, I'd hear for that. I'd get letters on that. But
I know many pretty ladies who are in their 50s.
Sure.
Yeah, nice.
Can you name any?
Zelda.
Yeah. Open mouth and shirt, but chew vigorously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Francesca.
Yeah.
Priscilla.
Gertrude.
Shirley. Gertrude. And the very lovely George.
Wanda.
Okay. Wanda. Yeah. Okay. Are you familiar, any of you, with Guy Mitchell?
Guy had him over for dinner the other night.
Yeah, he lives right next door to me.
Yeah, Guy Mitchell was very big.
Right?
He was very big back in the 50s, mostly.
Did he do the song Singing the Blues?
Yes, Singing the Blues was one of his. That's right. He did several others. He was in a few movies at that time. The biggest, his Singing the Blues was 1956. It was number one for 10 weeks.
Wow.
And he was in a movie with Rosemary Clooney called Red Stockings, I think, something like that. And he did a hand clapping song. I can't remember what was.
No, that wasn't the hand.
No, it was kind of a clapping thing.
Hand that claps the cradle?
The hand that claps the cradle, that's the one, yes.
Clap, clap, clapping on heaven's door.
Clap off.
Clap on, clap off.
Clap off.
That was the guy who just won all the awards, right? Hand clapping?
Moving right along. That's right.
And Guy Mitchell.
He was born Al Chernick. C-E-R-N-I-K, I guess a Chernick or Cernick, and became Guy Mitchell. When was he born? Of course, that's the big question, isn't it? You didn't trap me in anything, Mary.
How long do you think it takes for someone to get used to changing not only their last but their first name? So, like, hey, Guy, and
I had a different last name at one radio station I worked at for about 5 months. I was Norman Day. I guess I've mentioned this wonderful story on the air.
But you still have the same first name. So that's
the two connection program,
no,
right?
No. But the last name, I never got used to it in that short a time period, and I couldn't wait to become myself again. I used to make mistakes on the air because I was just starting out, and I figured, who cares? It's Norman Day. It's not even me making those mistakes.
Well, Norm, that's probably like a day by day thing, isn't it?
Wow. Jeez, that's really wild.
See,
that's ribald humor.
Myself.
Pardon me?
My family calls me Saint. Everyone else, my friends call me Kevin in Boston, and here in school they call me DC.
But you still you use your last name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Nathan,
however,
I'm sorry I even brought this up.
No, Mr. Nathan, if you don't go by your real name, then it's not the norm.
He won't stop. He just won't stop. Mother, you hear him, Mom? He won't stop.
Oh,
you're right. You're right not allowing me to play with him. Okay. Guy Mitchell, anyway, now that we've dissected this to the point of nausea, we'll start with you, Jack Hart. How old is Guy Mitchell?
Guy Mitchell.
Was his first name. His first name was different before, and now it changes to how long would it take to get used to that?
I think
they suddenly changed your name to you know, to James, the name you like. That would be easy.
I could have been Jim, Jim Day. Yeah, I could have been Jim Day instead of Norman Day.
Because you like that name. So
I like
you'd
that
get
name,
used to that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Well, what about Howie Day?
Jack, how the hell old is he?
Yeah, he could have been Sunny Day.
Thank God the first name wasn't good.
Let's move right along now, Jack.
I'm starting to feel like it should be Dooms.
I think I'm getting sick again. I can feel the flu bug working its way back into my body.
Relapse.
Okay, Jack, how the hell old is he, for crying out loud? Say something.
Let's see.
Oh, he's going to sing now. That's all we need.
I was doing math. I almost had it. 60.
60. Okay. And Tony?
62.
62.
I have no idea who he is.
Okay. Peter?
61. And I'm with Tony.
Okay. Bill?
Let's go higher. Let's go 68.
Let's go 68, says Bill. And Kevin says?
66.
66. And Mary says?
65.
Okay, he's actually 66, which is what Kevin said.
Wow.
You all like very, Kevin. You all very close, considering you, none of you knew, seemed to know who he was, except for Jack. Everybody has gotten at least one.
Hey,
we have a Jack and a Tony. No, Jack. Wait a minute. No, Jack has one. Tony has two. Peter has won a couple of times. So has Kevin, and one apiece for Bill and Mary, as well as Jack.
Well, we got to catch up.
So it's very very tight as we go to Ralph Nader. He was one now.
Why
Ralph
would we want to go to him?
Oh, he's one of my heroes. I like Ralph Nader. He was born on this very day, February 27th, in Winsted, Connecticut, an American attorney, consumer advocate, author, the first guest on the Phil Donahue Show. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. In 1970, if that helps fix a year for you for his age, in 1970... And he's the one who wrote the book on cars, which really created quite a bit of talk in the automobile industry. Not at Any Speed, I think was the name of it, as I recall. One of the first consumer books like that.
Boy, he's real swift.
Real swift.
Not at Any Speed.
Not at Any Speed. No, I get the connection there. Yeah, that's really very good. It
you
just makes me chuckle.
Clutch, weren't you?
I think your pun took the wrong turn. Oh.
Clutch.
Oh, it was wheelie bad.
Wheelie bad.
All these jokes are giving me gas.
Me gas, yeah.
Don't we have to take a break?
I think it all needs to come to a stop.
Yeah, to a stop, yeah. And that's oil right. Okay. God, no. Now you made me do it. Now I'm so ashamed. Okay. Let's shift to another subject and go to Ralph Nader, anyway, his age. Let's start with, let's start with you, Tony. Ralph Nader.
56.
What do you say, Bill?
Oh, do I have to go now?
I don't know. What do you think?
You can wait for the next game.
59.
No. You had your hand raised. I thought you had to go. But you don't have to if you don't want to, no.
Well, I'll hold it at 59.
Hold it at 59. Okay. Who did I just say? That's Bill.
Yeah.
Bill has said that. Okay. And Kevin, what do you say?
I say 63.
Okay. Kevin says 63. And Jack says?
64.
Jack says 64. And what do you say, Peter?
I'll see your 64 and raise you one to 65.
Okay. And Mary?
64.
Okay. Actually, Ralph Nader is 59, which is what...
Well, I demand a recall. Oh, no, it's a recount. I'm sorry.
Ralph, Bill said 59.
Somebody else did, too, didn't they?
No.
How many people won that one?
Just one, just Bill.
Oh, so we don't have the big three. Oh.
We have Kevin and Bill and Peter and Tony all have two apiece. And Jack and Mary...
Don't keep reminding me.
...have one apiece. Well, that's all right. No, you're all very close. Don't feel that way, Mary, for heaven's sakes. I'm still going to take you for a ride on the Toonerville trolley out there.
Yeah.
Okay, John Connolly.
John Connolly.
John Connolly is from Texas, former governor of Texas. He was the man riding with President John Kennedy during when he was assassinated in Dallas. He filed for bankruptcy. Remember, he's on television quite a lot, in the news a lot. Very wealthy man who just everything just fell apart financially, and he had to sell off most everything. I don't know what kind of financial condition he's in now, but that was former Governor John Connally. We'll start with you, Mary.
74.
Okay, Kevin?
71.
What do you think, Bill?
Let's go 75.
Okay, and Peter?
70.
What do you think, Tony?
76.
Oh, that's the spirit.
I knew that was coming.
You know, compared to the humor we've had, that's one of the most uplifting ones we've had.
I wanted to go higher, but for humor's sake, I...
Yeah, well, you were very good to sacrifice on behalf of that.
That's what I did. I hope you say the same thing, Jack.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to return the favor.
Oh, okay.
Jack, what do you say?
Oh, 76.
Oh, that's the spirit.
That's the spirit?
And you both are correct, as he is 76.
Oh, my God. Oh, I said 75.
No, you did say 75, Bill. You were very, very close. Well, we now have Tony has leaped into the lead with three correct answers.
Leap, Tony, leap.
And Jack has joined the two winners. That is the winners of who have two rounds.
Leap, Tony, leap.
Okay.
And what's ironic, Tony? It's February, and you leaped right into it.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, it's not a leap year, but what the heck? We understand.
I know, I'm just jumping ahead of myself.
We have to.
He's marching down the path.
Yeah.
Now, don't jump to any conclusions. Anyone can still win.
That's true. Anyone can still win because we're going to have two more shots at it.
Get Harry Carey over here.
The game where everyone's a winner.
What the hell was that? Okay, Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton.
Oh.
Not the Chelsea Clinton. This is a man who lives in Duluth, Minnesota.
I'm going to say 13.
No, it is Chelsea Clinton, the daughter of the president and Mrs.
Clinton. Oh, we all know her.
Okay, how old is she?
13.
Everybody says 13.
13.
Okay, everybody says 13. And everybody wins. Everybody plays.
Everybody's happy.
There you got
to. Sir.
Step right up.
Okay, that means that... Okay, they all gained, but except Tony did too, so he's now still ahead by one.
What's your
cat? With four correct answers. What's that, please?
What's your cat's name?
Socks.
Her cat's name is Socks.
That's I got that wrong on the current event question. Underwear? I was so mad.
Now, was that one sock or two socks?
Four.
I never got that quite clear.
The cat has four white paws.
I can't believe that I'm hosting this kind of show.
It really sucks.
Oh, really? When I was on WMEX, and as Norman
the
Nathan,
glory days of broadcasting.
That's right. And as Norman Nathan was doing a program called The Classical Album, with the prelude to Act 3 of Richard Wagner's Lohengrin as the theme song, I thought at that time that I would continue in radio that had some kind of quality to it. Little did I know that eventually my life would go further and further down the toilet.
I think we just flung you into a midlife crisis.
Norm, yes. On a more serious note, did you read the article in the Phoenix that they were planning a coup attempt on your position?
A coup attempt on my position? I hadn't read that, no, but...
Well, I read it. I thought that was so uncouth to them.
It was uncouth. What do you expect from a paper run by
who
Steve Mendich? Yeah. Steve Mendich, as I understand, is in a literacy class trying to learn the English language so he can read some of the things written by his writers. But that's a whole other thing. And
he's not too kosher.
To Kusher.
And that's Phoenix, FeeNIKS.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, are we really going with this cockamamie humor? Okay, here's one final thing.
One final gasp of breath from Norm.
Yeah.
Before I have to lie, be
quiet, will you, while I'm talking?
I thought you were going to finish that story before.
What was the story?
About MEX
quality programming.
Your life is crashed to a new
low.
Oh,
yeah, no, that was the whole story. Because I thought as I was doing... saying things like, and now Friedrich Stock and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra perform. And I thought, I'm a class act now. I even call myself Norman, not even Norm. I thought Norm is a little too informal for this kind of swell music. I never did ascend the heights and the boredom of, say, a Richard J. or a Robert J. Lertzema. But I was sort of heading in that direction. I paused a lot and said things in a boring voice, but I never quite got that quite up to that height. And boy, nobody even knows who I'm talking about, which is more of an insult than what I'm saying.
Is this a long story?
No, it's all done.
Those were the pre-Gold Bond days.
Mm. Okay, here's the final one here. No, you can maybe get caught up.
And life was a real itch back then.
And, if you... Oh, God, that was the worst. That's, I think we're having a mental breakdown somewhere along the line. Okay, here's the Boston Celtics.
They're 23.
Oh, shut up. Wow.
Is this a date?
What? No, this is a date.
Okay.
Date. The Boston Celtics...
Is this a date? I don't even know your name.
The Boston Celtics pounded the Minneapolis Lakers 179 to 139 as seven NBA records fell in the highest score ever recorded in basketball history. The Celtics set the four records, the most points, they got 179 points in a half, the most points in a game, the most points in a half, they got 90 and a half, most points in a quarter, 52, the most field goals, 72. Tommy Heinsohn of the Celtics led all scorers with 43 points. Bob Cousy added 31 while setting an NBA record with 28 assists. Can you imagine that? 179 to 139 over the Lakers. Okay, and again, what was the year of that game?
Who?
Who? You want me to repeat that whole damn question?
Well,
that's true. I was just looking at my sheet here, seeing who I should ask. I'm going to ask Kevin.
1985.
Okay, don't forget, Tommy Heinsohn was playing at that time.
Oh, too late. Move on.
Too late. Let's go.
Yeah, because I already said he led all scorers with 43 points in that game.
I didn't catch that.
And it was the Minneapolis Lakers, where it's such a dynasty in the mid-'80s.
Well, you know, even though they lost, they still got 139 points, which is nothing you'd spit at.
Well, now they're the L.A. Lakers. See, that's the point.
Oh, I see. That's right, too. Yeah. That's another good clue. Okay, Peter, what do you think? What year would that have been?
I'm the real basketball connoisseur here. 82.
Oh, no.
1982, you say.
Keep going.
Somebody ask Bill.
Okay, and now I'm going to ask Mary.
1976.
Keep going.
Bill's going to go into cardiac arrest.
That's the spirit. Sorry about that.
I know.
The spirit.
Who keeps saying keep going? Is that you, Bill?
No, that's not me.
Okay, Bill. What year do you think we're talking about?
55.
1955. Okay, what do you say, Tony?
55.
Oh, look at him. He's securing his victory.
That's right.
That's what he's doing.
And Jack, what do you say?
Oh, it seems that I would be remiss if I didn't pick 55.
Okay, 55 you can say.
I think we're going to win at 85.
Okay.
That's unfair. I should have kept my mouth shut.
Okay, actually, the year was 1986.
Boy, am I a donkey.
No, the actual year was 1959. And so 1955 did turn out to be the closest year.
I was going to say 56 anyway, Bill. I probably would have.
Well, you would have won that solely on your own. As it is, 1955, we have three of who said that. But it was 59, in case anybody should ask you in a trivia quiz. Okay, let's see. Yes?
Can I just say one thing?
Oh, sure.
I was thinking about 85 was an important year for me. I don't know why it was just important. But the Celtics and the Lakers played in a game in which many records were broken. And I think we beat them like by 50-something points or something like that. So I just had a momentary lapse.
Well, 82-85 is my phone number, too, so that's why I was going to say that, too.
Yeah, I had like a 30-year lapse there.
Okay. That's quite some lapse for a young guy to
begin
with. Oh,
you're supposed to be 21.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's the final scores now, because Tony comes out on top. He's got five correct answers.
He secured his victory.
He secured his victory is a good way to put it. He secured his victory, by God.
Yay.
Okay, and with four winners, would be Bill and Jack, which is very good, too. Mm-hmm. So you both should be very pleased with your own wondrous work.
Mm-hmm.
Winning three rounds apiece would be Peter and Kevin. And with two was Mary. So you all did very, very,
very
well.
Very nice, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
you
all
still
right.
did pretty
no,
good.
No, you did very well. Everybody's has won at least a couple, and I think that's really very good.
But you did great as the only lady.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You rank
you
high in our books.
You can ride on my trolley.
Tony, you took my trolley.
Wow. I like that one.
That is the greatest invitation I've had.
Yeah.
No one said that to me.
In a long
time. To check out your third rail.
Not rail.
It's not.
It's on wheels.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's a trolley that motor.
You're rubbering me the wrong way.
No, it
oh, is this a good time to bring this thing to a close?
Quickly.
Yeah,
we're
all very tired.
Is there any way you can
yes.
put all five, you know, just hit the screen with
I
the old
hand? Get rid of it. Mary, thank you very much for playing the game with
You're
us.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
It was nice to have
good
you.
Good night, Mary.
Nice to have you too, Kevin.
All right. And I would just like to say this is the most exciting hour in radio.
Kevin, I thought it was going to be in his life.
Kevin. I know. That gives you an example of what radio is like these days.
Wait a second.
The most exciting hour used to be the classical album that I used to
do. No, believe me, I'm not giving up to you. It's just because I'm on the radio.
Okay, Kevin.
Kevin, we're two college students, and we're sitting here talking to a radio at 4 in the morning. Where are our lives? Where are our lives?
I know.
Well, it was funny because I was out drinking and partying earlier tonight. So.
Just make sure you're working warm up.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for playing the game
thanks
with us.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. And also, you too, Peter. I appreciate having you with us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. And you too, Bill.
Tony, you took my victory. I'm not calling you ever again. Goodbye.
Oh, all right, Phil.
Okay. He took it like a good sport, I thought.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was a good sport. And and Jack?
Yes?
Get out of here.
Okay.
And you too, Tony.
Fine.
I'll be back in a moment, but first I think I'd like to lie down and maybe throw up a little bit.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
When my 6-year-old comes home from school, we have a cup of rich chocolate Ovaltine, and we talk about his day. It's the best time of the day for both of us. He likes the rich chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. I like its goodness.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine is a different kind of Ovaltine with a flavor kids love, plus extra vitamins and minerals you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
Kids really drink their milk when it's made with rich chocolate Ovaltine. They love the taste. And if they're like my son, they'll sprinkle it on their ice cream, too. Even on their oatmeal. It's that good.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine with more vitamins and minerals than any other milk flavoring.
It's the Ovaltine made specially for kids. The one in the canister, not the jar.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine. Extra delicious. Extra nutritious.
Join WBZ on Saturday, March 6th at Bretton Woods for the first annual cross-country skier festival. Participate in ski races and biathlons. Enjoy great food. And make sure to stop by the WBZ booth to register to win a complete cross-country skier outfit by Sport Hill Clothing. That's March 6th at Bretton Woods for the Cross Country Skier Festival. Only from Bretton Woods and your official ski information station. That's WBZ News Radio 1030.
Arthur Laminin of Ypsilanti, Michigan is telling us about his winter itch problems.
When you get the dryness in the heat at home, I have what feels like a dryness of the skin, which becomes irritated and then slightly itchy.
But Arthur Laminin got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder.
After applying the Gold Bond powder, you have a sort of a lasting cooling feeling to the skin, and it eliminates that dry, itchy feeling. Now, I guess it's a menthol, and it gives me a very cool, relaxed feeling.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like 3 great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
You don't have to use a lot of it. It goes a long way. Gold Bond powder. Well, it's just giving me a source of real relief to dry, irritated, sort of itchy skin. I think it's a great product.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Okay, that was nice. That man had a nice, pleasant voice, didn't he? I'm itchy all over, under my arms, under my feet. I put on double socks and I scratch all over the place. It's really awful. The 5-day WBC. Oh, the 5-day WBC AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Dave Ryan calls for clear and cold weather throughout the rest of the night. Lows range from 0 in the suburbs to 10 in the city. So we're above that. We're about 11 degrees in Boston right now, and just warm enough for the peepers to come out and say hello. All day long, I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, hello, peepers. Saturday, mixed clouds and sun, flurries on the Cape, highs about 30 degrees. Sunday time, there'll be times of some clouds, there'll be times of sun. And a time to do good and a time to do bad. And a time of light and a time of darkness. And that's what I like about the South. I don't know what I'm saying. Hey, better than last week when I was sick as a dog. Anyway, Sunday, times of clouds and sun. Light snow possible on the Cape. This is Sunday with highs 32. Monday, sunny with highs about 36. And Tuesday, sunny and cold with highs 38. But each day getting up just a little bit warmer, a little less cold. Okay, we have some open lines at 254-1030. And we'd like very much, if I may be forward enough to say, I'd love you to fill out one of those lines. Thank you.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritating diaper rash?
Her entire bottom is red. You feel helpless because she can't tell you this is why it hurts.
Now your baby can get relief from diaper rash with Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Just listen to Roberta Motz of St. John's, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Baby Gold Bond is different from any other powder I've ever tried. But I'll tell you, when we put the powder on her, she giggles.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin. Baby Gold Bond also protects baby's sensitive skin against diaper rash, chafing, and minor skin irritations.
So if someone says something to me about diaper rash, your powder will be the first thing that will come out of my mouth. I'd say Baby Gold Bond powder has made me feel that I'm helping my daughter by making her more comfortable.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond medicated powder at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed.
Okay, we're coming up to the news at 4 o'clock. Here's what my plans are. Let me say them to you quietly, because the other station's listening, you know. And when I announce the plans, they pick them up. We're going to have news. And then we're going to take some more phone calls afterwards, okay? Shh, keep it to yourself. 254-1030. Our area code is 617. Thank you just so darn much.
Spend your lunch hour with Paul Harvey News and Comment and find out how the news has changed. The WBZ News Hour at noon, only on News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Are you still in bed with the covers over your head, trying to hide from the proliferation of puns? Well, if you made it this far, it's too late. Rest up and get ready for another bout next week. Did you know that not long after Norm revealed those plans for the top of the hour, you know, news and then calls, every station in town, no, in the nation, adopted his philosophy. The foresight he had for great radio was unmatched. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Zelda, Francesca, Priscilla, Shirley, Gertrude, and the very lovely George. Richard Wagner. Friedrich Stuck, Robert J. Lertzema, Seeking Pleasure and the Right to Happiness, The Toonerville Trolley, Melissa Garside, Canoe and Boating Clubs, Pretending You're a Person, Newman's Own Salad Dressing, Dr. Norman Noyes, Jim Bohannon, TalkNet, Norman Day, Sunny Day, Good Day, and Doomsday, The Classical Album in WMEX, Steve Mindich, The Boston Phoenix, The Boston Celtics, Bretton Woods, Dave Maynard, Arthur Laminin, Secret Plans, Brioski, and the man wearing double socks and scratching all over the place, Norm Nathan. I'm the dry and flaky Tony Nesbitt.